Certainly is good to be back for Fredonia this morning. Enjoyed the spirit we've already felt. Enjoyed the ride down here. The Lord bless us with a beautiful day. And if you'd want to read, follow along with me, go to Mark chapter number 4. We're going to start with verse number 35. I really thought this message was going somewhere else to another appointment coming up down the road, but as I woke up this morning, this started dealing with me pretty strong with this, and everything that's been done so far today has kind of pointed me into the right direction that this is the way the Lord wants me to go. But if you want to read along with us, we're going to read first, and then we'll maybe just for a minute give you a thought to think about. Not smart enough to give you no text or to give you nothing new, just something the Lord give me.
Bless you, Lord.
A few weeks ago, the Bible says in verse 35 of Mark chapter 4, and the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, let's pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest not that we perish. He arose, and he rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Amen.
You can be seated. Yeah. We thank the ones that stood for the reverence of God's word. I want you to notice something in the very first verse that we read. And the same day when the evening was come, he said to them, let us pass over unto the other side. All right, now kind of what I was thinking when I was reading this the other day, I thought about how that God, or how that Christ knew that the storm was on its way, yet insisted on them going to the other side. Yeah. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
There was a reason that that's what God wanted them to do. He wanted them to be in the middle of the storm for a reason. Now, the other night, Friday night, me and my cousin, we was out fishing a tournament, and we fished it, and rained and stormed all day, and this all of a sudden it cleared up, and we decided to go ahead. And about 8 o'clock at night, we heard the storm start kind of rolling in, and we said, well, we'll try to get on a little bit closer to the dock, and that way if it does roll in, we'll be okay. And
yeah.
I wasn't planning on talking about this, but it kind of makes sense now why that I went through that. But as we got over there, we got closer to where we could see the dock, because we come around, I mean, as calm as it could be. You could just hear thunder in the back, down the road, and you could see the clouds rolling in. But as we got around the point there, the wind was just real calm, and just in the snap of a finger, the waves was white capping, and it was like 60, 50 mile an hour winds. And we decided to get on out of there. We got out of there just in time. But you know what? We can't always predict when a storm will blow up, especially this time of year. And in our lives, in the day we live in, Shane, we can't predict when a storm will come our way. We've got no way to look forward to that. And if we did have a way to look into our future and see our storms, it would scare us to death. But anyway, I want you to notice how Jesus said, let us pass it to the other side. Now, the best research I could do, I found out that this sea they were in was about 20 miles wide. Now, it wasn't long ago, the Lord blessed me that I was able to go out into the ocean and do a little fishing. And I noticed how we got all the way out where they couldn't see no land nowhere. And we were about 100 miles out from the shore. And I could think about 20 miles, it's not as long a way as I was out. But when you get way up there and you can't see no land, at that time you're just with God. Everything's in His control. The ocean's in His control. The seas and the tides are in His control. And it's just the way it is. And we can't predict how the waves are about 5 or 8 foot that day. They said 3 days before that they were 12. We don't know what we're going to go through down here. But God insisted that they go into the ship.
Yeah.
And it got pretty boisterous, sounds like, in the description here.
Yeah.
Now this morning I told Eli, I said, I want you to go out to the garage and I want you to get me a basketball and a football. And he said, what for? I said, just go get it and put it in the back of the Suburban. And we went and got it. He said, I can't find a football. I said, well, I know where there's another one at.
Yeah.
So I called Shane. I said, bring your football. And everybody's been tore up this morning. I wonder why in the world I wanted a basketball and a football here at the church. I said, just take it in there and put somewhere up front. I said, it's just what God's given me. And this is what God's given me today. A few weeks ago, He gave me this. Now, this basketball is a Wilson official. It says you can buy it to any local sports store for around, I don't know, maybe $20. I don't know exactly what they cost now. And in my hand, that's worth about $20. I know you take Michael Jordan, that used to play basketball, probably the best there ever was. Shane, you can put it in his hand, and it's worth over millions. It becomes worth a lot more money then, just because of who he was and what he was. Now, if you take this football, I don't know what Shane get for it, but in my hands, it's not worth but about $20 maybe. But Peyton Manning had come from this area, played Tennessee here. I played football for Tennessee. You could put it in his hands, and it'd be worth a lot more money, maybe millions. How much you could get out of that football if it was in his hands. Now then, you know what? I thought about this today. It's all according to whose hands it's in. It's all according to what hand it's in. We can take our lives, and when the storms come, and we can try to have it in our own hands, and we're going to go through the storm. But you know what? When we get into that storm, if we put it in God's hands, everything's going to be took care of. I thought about this. I thought about Peter. You know what? There's a few things that we got to make sure is in God's hands. Without a doubt. I thought about Peter. How that he was on the water that time. And the Bible said that when he seen Christ, they was kind of scared. They was. They sat in that ship and they seen something out there and they was all kind of scared. But Peter said, if it be you, Lord, I said, you bid me to come to you. You know what? There was one day, there was something come to my heart. I was about 13 or 14 years old. And I never felt like that in my life. I never had that kind of feeling come to me, ever. And the Lord spake to me. And I knew it was Him. Listen. Just like Peter, I said, if it's you, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, you always come up with something, Lord. If it's you letting me, you're trying to compromise with you, trying to do everything. Yeah. But anyway, I finally realized, like Peter did, it was Him. And Peter started walking to the Lord because He asked him to send him. He said, if it's you, He said, bids me to come to you. I know I didn't walk on no water, but that night I remember coming to the altar, and I vaguely remember because everything kind of got fuzzy there for a few minutes. But I remember when I got up, the best feeling I ever felt in my life, it hit me.
Amen.
I put everything in God's hand that night.
Yeah, amen.
You know what? That made a world of difference in my life. What matters is whose hand it's in.
Yeah.
If your life's in the world's hands, if your life is in the government's hands, if your life's in there in the hands of this world or anybody else's hands, then you're not going to come up too strong. But if you'll put your hand in God's, if you'll put your hand in Jesus Christ and trust in Him, then let me tell you what will happen. The storm will pass by.
Amen. That's true. Yeah.
I don't know why we get in the storms that we get in. Only God knows. But here we read here that these fellas, God sent them out into the storm knowing there was one coming. You can't tell me Christ didn't know there was a storm coming. He knew there was a storm coming, but yet he insisted on them going to the other side. And they didn't question him. They just jumped in and went. What was over on the other side? The Bible never tells what's over there. But there was some reason he wanted them out in that ocean or out in that sea. And it was because he was going to teach them that a storm will come. Yeah. And it will be in your life. If there's one ever been there, you're lucky. But one will come one day.
Amen.
There will be one time when you have to do like Peter and decide, do I put my hand out and trust God and put my hand in His and I step out on the water and I accept what He's got for me, or do I stay in the ship and stay afraid?
Amen.
If you stay in the ship and stay afraid and don't put your hand in God's hands, then you're going to go through life miserably.
Yeah. Amen.
But if you make the decision to put your soul is the most important thing in this world, and it's got to be in God's hand to go to heaven.
Amen.
Your soul.
Yeah.
Now, there's something else that's important that we need to put in God's hands. A lot of times we put stuff in God's hands for a period, and sometimes we're bad about wanting to take it back out of His hand.
Amen.
Or not trusting that He's able to do what He's supposed to do.
Right,
we don't understand why God wants to do the things He does, and it's not meant for us to know. It's not meant for us to second guess or try to wonder.
Yeah.
It's our human mind, and we do that.
Amen. Yeah.
But our family. We've all got family there. I heard somebody this morning had family that was lost.
Yeah.
Our family is important and it's dear to us, and we need to put it in God's hands.
Yeah.
We need to put it in God's hands, and that's where it needs to stay forever.
Yeah.
In God's hands. If it's in God's hands, don't you think God don't know what to do about it?
Right,
Because He does. The coronavirus, COVID-19's been going on for how many months now? And God's not up there wondering how He's going to take care of it or what He's going to do. It's the song we sung today. I talked about any disease.
Amen.
Hey, it was any disease that was here before mankind. It was any disease that'll come later. Any disease that's even in the future.
Yeah.
God knows how to take care of all that stuff. We don't need to second guess Him or wonder about it. We need not to be fearful. Christ asked Him here. He said, why are you so fearful?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I can understand why they would be fearful in that ship with our just human mind.
Yeah.
Because you just imagine being out in the water somewhere and your ship gets full of water and starts to go down.
Yeah.
Jerry turned one over one time, I remember. Him and Elliot. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I guarantee you remember it.
Yeah.
Saturday before Father's Day, a month ago, whatever, how long it's been. Me, Tim, Brother Tim, and my father-in-law, Joe Lancaster, all three preachers, out on the water, having a big time, catching fish, laughing, cutting up. 1 minute. Next minute, water up to our knees in the boat. Still to this day, don't really know what happened. But listen, God sent that for a reason. I don't know why He sent it. I quit worrying about it. I went through every scenario in my mind I could. But it don't really matter. You know what matters is that we come out and we was okay. Nobody got hurt. Yeah. We laughed later on. But you know what? When it was happening, Joe didn't know how to swim. I don't know if Tim came very good or not. Everybody was kind of getting scared and they were looking for life vests. They were looking something to preserve their lives. But you know what? God was there the whole time.
Amen.
He was there with us the whole time. I understand why Peter was scared.
Yeah.
And as he got closer to God, or when he got closer to Christ, and the winds really got bad then.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes when we get close to God, the devil, he'll try to... Hey, we baby on the devil a lot of times. A lot of times it's our fault. A lot of times it's just Christ.
Yeah,
just like it was here. He just sent them out knowing the storm was coming.
Yeah.
But you know what? We get afraid of that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what I like? Bible says one of the greatest phrases in the whole Bible, from front to back, and it came to pass.
Yeah.
It came to pass.
Yeah.
No matter what you go through, one day it's going to be over.
Yeah.
Regardless, one way or the other, it's going to be over. There's people like, hey, there's sickness all around. I mean, we hear, just like we prayed for Bobby today.
Yeah.
I don't know what God's got in store for Bobby. Bobby probably don't know what God's got in store for Bobby. But listen, if Bobby makes it through today,
yeah,
if he makes it through another 3 years, he's doing what God wants him to do.
Yeah.
If God takes him on, God's ready for him.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is with us. We don't understand. Sickness comes our way, and there's different reasons sickness comes our way.
Yeah.
Put it in God's hands. That's all that matters.
Amen.
Hey, it's all depending on whose hand it's in.
Right.
If it's in God's hands, everything's going to be okay.
Right.
He's either going to cure you here. Brother Holly said this last Sunday over at Alpine. We had to sing over there in Hollywood Oak Creek, and this is what he said. He said he'll either cure you here or when you cross over, you'll be healed.
Yeah. Amen.
Put it in God's hand, and it's took care of either way.
Amen.
I got thinking about this. There's a few more things we need to make sure.
Yeah.
You know, we need to make sure our soul's in God's hand.
Amen.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
And then we can worry about our family soul.
Yeah.
Hey, you can worry all you want about your family soul. If your soul's not in God's hands, hey, you're just at God's grace and mercy.
Amen.
What's going to happen to them? Listen to this. One writer said, I would that you be in good health and prosper.
Yeah.
Even as your soul prospers.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was Paul Peter 1.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what that verse says? Put in God's hands, you're going to prosper.
Exactly.
You're going to prosper enough to make it.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I come up with all kinds of things that I want.
Yeah.
I come up with all kinds of things I want to do or I want to have. But really, when it gets down to what I need, I've got enough stored up at home just because it just happens. I mean, we go fishing a lot. Hey, there's enough fish to last me for 6 months in the freezer.
Yeah.
If something was to happen to us and we wasn't able to buy food no more. And let me just tell you, since that come up, we don't never know what's going to happen with this COVID thing. Hey, I don't know. Hey, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not up here preaching it's kind of either started the mark of the beast. I mean, now it's starting to sound like that.
Yeah,
when they say you have to have a vaccine before you go to the store and get something.
Yeah.
They start making you do something and they put some kind of number with it, you better look out. I'm not saying, hey, I don't want you to say that preacher saying that's what's going on. But you better think about it.
Exactly.
You better keep it in the back of your mind. Hey, I've already heard. When they come up with a vaccine, you're going to have to show proof of that vaccine to go into stores and stuff. That's kind of starting to sound like it. I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't shock me at all. And I don't know where that come from. But anyway, we don't never know what's going to happen to this stuff. We better have things in God's hands.
That's right.
We better have it in God's hands, because that's what matters. Michael Jordan, Peyton Manning, they don't matter. They better have their soul in God's hands. All that don't matter. All that matters is our life, our souls, our families is in God's hands.
Amen. Yeah.
He said, I'd rather you prosper and be in good health.
Yeah.
But what did he say? What was the end of the verse? He makes your soul prosper. He expects our soul to prosper.
Yeah.
You know who's in control of that? We are.
Yeah.
We can't blame that on our brothers and sisters.
Right.
We can't blame that on the government of the world. We can only blame that on ourselves.
Yeah.
Our soul. Hey, God give us a free will. He give us the word that's right here. He give us this right here.
Yeah.
Hey, we can learn everything we need to know by this right here. We don't need to have to ask about nothing else.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're not able to understand that, the Bible says, ask God. He gives it to all men.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as a child can understand it. That's salvation.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
But when you get saved, guess what? Then he teaches you what? He sends you he sends a comforter to us and he teaches us with that word. We don't have to have some man teach us things. God will teach us what we need to know.
Yeah,
if we're in God's hands.
Yeah.
Yes, our finances needs to be in God's hands. But if it is, hey, he'll take care of it.
That's right.
No matter what. There's all kinds of stuff that's going to go on in this world. We don't even know the half of it yet. And I don't know when that'll be. It may be when I'm dead and gone. It may be in the next year and a half. Who knows?
Yeah.
We none of us know. But I know one thing. If you'll put it in God's hands, no matter what it is, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're trying to do, no matter what you're not trying to do, put it in God's hands.
Amen.
Because that's all that matters.
Amen.
Nothing else matters.
Amen.
Really and truly, nothing else in this world. As long as you've got your life in God's hands and you're trying to do the best for Him, hey, nothing else matters.
Yep.
Just keep doing that.
Amen.
Everything will come out in the water. Everything will come out like God intends it to be. And it may be messed. You may think it's the most messed up thing in the world.
Amen.
But it's what God intended.
Right.
Don't you think them boys thought their lives was awful messed up and they got out in the middle of that ship?
Yeah.
Out in the middle of that ocean? And that sea? Maybe couldn't see no land. Maybe could barely see land.
Amen.
Hey, they probably thought it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
They probably thought their lives was really messed up. Probably second guessing, why'd we even follow Him? Why'd we come out here? I don't know what all you've been through, but I guarantee you sometime in your life you've wondered, why, Lord, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Amen.
But it's for a good reason.
Amen.
No matter what it was, it was for a good reason.
Amen.
I promise you it was for a good reason.
Amen.
Because God knows what He's doing.
That's true.
God knows what's going to go on millions of years from now.
Yeah.
Amen. He knows what's going to happen on this earth. If it's still here, if it ain't, He knows who's going to be. He knows what. Everything's going to take place.
Right.
And He knows when. He's not second guessing nothing. He's not wondering about nothing.
Amen.
Put it in God's hands.
Amen.
Put everything in God's hands.
Amen.
I feel like the Lord's cleared my heart. I'm gonna turn it. I asked Eric to come up and get a song.
Yeah.
He said something about he had a song. He had a song on his heart for altar call.
Amen.
You guys come up. If you, everybody would stand. If you got a need to come and pray, the altar's open.
Amen.
I'm sure it was open when we started today.
Yeah.
Hey, the Lord's dealing with you to be saved. I don't know nobody's heart, but here's the altar.
Amen.
Put it in God's hands. Start today and put it in God's hands and leave it there.
Amen.
If for something else buffing at you, bothering you that you've not gotten God's hands and you're wondering about, put it in God's hands.
Amen.
Hey, that's where it needs to be. And don't worry about it no more.
Amen.
There's a day just out.
Listen to the words of this song because it will happen.
I know it will surely come. That eastern sky will open. And I know from here to heaven is but a twinkling of an eye. And in the midst of all His glory comes the sweetest cry.
In God's hand is what He'll say.
Yeah.
Welcome home.